The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We'll stick with the government because they've come into criticism from some quarters in recent days and weeks following the confirmation that they're going to drop plans to introduce some of the hate speech laws they had been talking about. Alana Quinn Idris is with me in studio, and people will remember Alana as the victim of a really brutal random attack a number of years ago in which she lost an eye and sustained other injuries. Alana, you're very welcome, and thanks
Hi.
A million
for
coming in to us. Were you disappointed that the hate speech laws are not going to be introduced as robustly as maybe we thought they would?
Definitely. When I heard about it, I was kind of confused, because when you hear something like that, it makes you kind of think twice. It's like, did I hear that right? They're not putting them in. And considering when was the last time they were changed? What, 1989, wasn't it? You know, clearly a lot of things has happened since then. And in the way that Ireland is at the moment, it's something that is definitely needed. And we're definitely not doing anyone any favours by not putting them in, I feel.
And what are the type of things that you think are happening, or maybe you've experienced, that you would like to see hate speech laws there to protect against?
Well, a major thing that's come a lot more recently is violence against women. I don't know if you've seen that thing about that poor girl there found in the apartment the other day. But like just things like that, you know, just more and more you're hearing about something every day. Do you know what I mean? And like, obviously, you know, racial abuse, that's another thing. And obviously like LGBT, you know, hate, homophobia and stuff like that as well. Just there's so much going on that it's like, how can they not be making a change for the better?
Have you seen an increase in racial abuse directed your way, say, over the last couple of years when issues around migration and everything have kind of bubbled up, become much more toxic?
Not so much personally. I've just been lucky to have been avoiding that. But like, you know, you do hear something that, like, I hear from a lot of my friends as well. You know, it is obviously like, it's hard for some people to obviously comprehend that, like, if you're born in Ireland and you've been in Ireland your whole life, and obviously immigration is a different thing, but if you're born in Ireland and you've been in Ireland your whole life, you don't know anything else other than being Irish. But some people just don't want to accept that. And me as well, like, I am mixed race. I come from an Irish household, a white Irish household as well, but some people just refuse to believe that I am an Irish person. But with immigration as well, like, I feel like people are blaming the wrong people. And just putting the hate, it's so easy to hate and to put hatred onto the people who are also suffering as well. Do you know what I mean? So I feel like we're all just being put against each other when it's really just a governmental issue.
And, you know, when you say people would refuse to accept the reality that you're kind of from an Irish household or that you're Irish, I mean, is that something that would have impacted you kind of profoundly? Were you always able to kind of shrug it off? Is it getting worse or better?
It's not something that ever bothered me personally, because it's just like, that's like turning to somebody and saying, oh, the sky's very blue today, and they're saying, no, it's orange. Like,
yeah.
When it's really just not, it's just blue and it always has been. Do you know what I mean? Like, so it's not something that ever affected me, because I just brush it off as stupidity and ignorance. But at the same time, it's frustrating, because it's like, how do you have such a lack of understanding? How are, like, in this day and age, like, is there just, and it worries me as well as to, like, when are people going to have that bit of cop on? Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Have that bit of cop on.
You can say worse than that.
Yeah.
No, way worse than that.
Okay,
like, you know, I'll tell you when you've gone too far.
I don't know the rules.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
But it's really just, it's frustrating, just because you do want to feel bad for people for being stupid, but at the same time, they're there yelling abuse at you, and you're like, I can't, like, you just need to be helped, and I can't help you because you don't want it for me. So, yeah.
And sometimes I want, like, you know, you'll always have people like that in society. Mm-hmm. We will forever. And I just wonder, like, do you think that's more common now, that type of view? Or is it just that kind of Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it makes us feel like it's more common?
No, there's definitely an uprise in it, 100%. Like, sure, I was only called the N-word there the other day on the bus.
Sorry, how did that happen now?
Oh, mad little story. So I'm on the bus, and there was a man who was clearly just not, he was just out ahead. Like, a few of them were just out ahead on the back of the bus. And as I was getting on the bus, there was a few, this actually ties in as well with immigration, there was a few Brazilian lads on the back of the bus as well. And this man is getting in their face, being like, I'm going to punch the head off you, blah, 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 blah. Do you know what I mean? And, like, I'm not one to go and tell, but at the same time, I'm not trying to have a scrap happening. Like, I'm not trying to get boxed in the back of the head while you're scrapping the fella on the bus, you know what I mean? So I just went down to the bus driver. I stood up to go down to the bus driver. And as I did, I dropped my bag. And he goes, pick that up. And I was like, I am picking it up. And he was like, can I say the N-word? I don't want to say the N-word. He goes, N-words. And I looked at him and I goes, all right. So I walked down. I didn't even say Anne about me. I just said, he's here. He's threatening to punch the head off a fella on the top of the bush. You know what I mean? I don't know what's going on. He was out ahead. And as I was getting up, he seen me then as I was walking. And he was like, oh, I know you. He was from Ballyframe as well. He was like, oh, I know you're that girl and blah, blah, blah. And I goes, you just called me the N-word like not even a minute ago. Like he was like, no, not you. And I was like, but
that's interesting,
first of all, it was me. And second of all, why does that matter to me? I'm like, I'm going to be like, oh, okay, I'm not the N-word. It's somebody else. Oh, sorry, my bad. Like, do you know what I mean? So, and actually, funny enough, only 2 days before that, it was another incident. The same way, at a bus stop, a little boy had came around and this group of girls were sitting there and one of them starts banging and she starts saying N-word, 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 N-word at him. And I'm there looking at her and I go, did I hear that? I said to my friend, I go, did I hear that? Or am I imagining things? And the girl turns to me and she goes, oh no, not you. Sorry, not you. And I just snapped her. I goes, why would it matter to me if it's not me? First of all, he's the same colour as me. And second of all, like, your dort, like, why are you just, like, saying that to the poor young fella? Like, so it's just madness. Like, it's just, those were literally in the same week.
It's kind of mental, isn't it? It's a version almost of the type of thing, like, I can't be racist because some of my friends are black type thing, isn't
exactly,
it? It's like,
literally.
Kind of, I have all this hate and I'll direct it at this person because their skin colour. But if I know them, I know that's different.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's not that
like,
big
Alana's
deal,
not like, the type of black person I'm talking about, obviously, you know?
Exactly. Like, I was with a fella before who said, he was like, oh, but like, you're just like a white person just in a black person's body. And I was like, not really. I don't know where that comes from, if it's the way I talk or whatever. But, you know, like, I'm not the only black person that has, that talks like this. So I don't know where that vision had came from. But, just really weird. I would love to be in the mind of a person like that for a day just to kind of try understand where those, those things connect together.
Yeah, that's an interesting way of looking at it, try and understand where it comes from. And I wonder maybe, like, is that where there's kind of shortcomings in the conversation, and I'm not accusing you of this, but it's easy for kind of someone like me in that you just kind of condemn it and say, isn't that awful, without maybe trying to understand where it comes from.
Yeah, definitely. No, I do often like sit and think, like, you know, about these people and like, obviously, like, who we are is based off of obviously everything that's happened to us in our life and everything we've seen, everything we've experienced and witnessed. And it's like, where along the line did things go wrong for you? Or where did things go wrong for you? Or like, what did you miss out on that like just didn't click in your head? Oh my God, we're all the same people. We're just different colours. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
No, it does. Yeah. It absolutely makes sense. But it's interesting to talk to you about it because, like, again, it's all abstract to me to a degree. You know what I mean? Of course it is going to be it's easy to kind of condemn it and everything, but I'm never really going to understand what it is to be in your position and to be on the receiving end of it. And I guess being on the receiving end of it is kind of, to bring us back around to the start, is the reason why we're here. It's because that's one of the reasons you think we need more robust
and
hate speech laws.
Be on the receiving end of it. It's always shocking. It's always shocking, but you get to a point where you're just used to it. You know what I mean? Like, you do have people say something to you, walk past, or you do get a look or something, or just weird things. And you always know that when that's the reason. Do you know what I mean? But then even like, you could say the same, like, obviously this is another thing you wouldn't understand, but like being a woman, you know, and walking around the streets and experiencing things, like me and my friend after a night out, we're having a conversation with a group of fellas about how, you know, sometimes you'll be on a night out and a fella will start talking shit and he won't leave you alone for the night. And he genuinely could not grasp how if you tell somebody to go away, they won't go away. Do you know what I mean? I was like, because you just never experience it. But why, if we are telling you that's what happens, you're just telling us no. Why am I lying? I don't even know you like that. What am I benefiting from lying and saying that there's weirdos in the club? And we said to him, I was like, so you don't know, you've never met a weird fella in your life like that was just doing some weird things? And he was like, well, no. And I was like, you're just lying just to prove your point. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah. It's really interesting chatting to you, Alana. Thanks a million for coming in studio. Really mean that. Alana Quinn, Idris.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.